All right, and if you please welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show, Luke and Isaac Olsen of the Olsen Band. Guys, welcome.
How you doing?
Doing great. We haven't heard from you guys in a while.
I know.
Luke, great to finally hear from you.
Stuck in Nashville.
Well, I was on social media the other day and looking at some this big political rally in Olympia where you guys played, and apparently you, unbeknownst to yourself, were the opening act for Sacha Baron Cohen, or Borat, or whatever character he was playing up there, and I guess it didn't go over very well. Can you tell me a bit about what happened there?
Well, we were booked a couple of days ahead of the time, and they told us we were going to be opening for Larry Gatlin, which is pretty exciting for us when we heard that. Then I kind of asked him, like, is this going to be like some kind of rally or something? And he just said it's like a back to work kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, so we were just really, really excited to get back to play our first show in like 3 months. But
yeah,
that was all the info that we were given, is that this is a get back to work rally.
And we were booked by Sasha's people, you know?
Yeah, because I'd read that Sacha Baron Cohen's people contacted the organizer of the event and said that, yeah, we'll pay for the stage, we'll pay for these acts to come and play, even Larry Gatlin, right?
Yeah.
So they paid for all that, but unbeknownst to everybody, nobody knew it was Sacha Baron Cohen. It was his company or his team of people that set this whole thing up, so he could do his stunt, which is obviously, if you've seen that show that he does on Showtime, I think it's called Sacha Baron Cohen's America, where he basically likes to dupe people. So how did that go down? I mean, I saw some video of the crowd, and it didn't seem like everybody was 100% into what he was doing. So what happened?
Oh, for sure not. There was definitely some people singing along, you know, and they think that, you know, they're saying that who knows how many of them were paid actors or what. I was up in the front, like, selling merchandise, so I walked in front of the stage just booing, like, and trying to get everybody stop singing along, you know, but not everybody did. I was like, I knew that he was trolling these people from like this. I wasn't paying attention at the very start because I was telling this, but once
Isaac thought he was for real, I think at first, or he was pissed off.
I was saying he's trolling, and then my mom was like, this is a white supremacist. I'm
right.
Singing, and I was like, I could, you know, so I was like, he's trolling, but then there's that in the back of my mind that he might be just a white supremacist. So
I was trying to
get people to stop singing.
What was he billing himself as? What was the name of his country act, if you will?
He said, he just went on?
He introduced himself as Melania's cousin from Czechoslovakia, I think.
Yeah. But then after he left in an ambulance, and he came back, and I was actually interviewed by him.
Oh, really? Did you know it was him at that point? Figure it out?
He was in a different, I knew that was Sasha, and then I saw a press person, so I thought, that's probably Sasha's press person. I'm going to go see if she wants to interview me, because it was a guy with a girl, and he was in a completely different outfit.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't come back because people were mad with guns, you know.
So now he's interviewing people, but people haven't put two and two together that it's the same guy. Somebody had to have figured it out.
Yeah, people by that time, it was going around that he was Sasha.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of people weren't really happy about it after the fact. I don't know if it was that they were unhappy about it because of what he did or because they were fooled. After this whole thing, Larry Gatlin has to go on. Larry Gatlin, country legend Larry Gatlin, all the gold in California, Larry Gatlin, has got to go on and perform after this. And what did Larry Gatlin think of the whole thing? I mean, he must have been taken by surprise, too.
Yeah, I got to meet him during Sasha's set, so it's probably not the worst time. A bad time to, like, try and talk to him, because, yeah, it was when the crowd was getting, like, super riled up and trying to get him off the stage. And so he was very, like, concerned about but I did get to meet him and say hi, but
he told you to stay close, didn't he?
Yeah, he said stay handy.
Yeah.
He was worried there was gonna be some crazy fight breaking out or something.
Oh, geez. Wow. What an adventure, man. That's something else. So what have you heard now as far as the aftermath of all that? Have you been contacted by anybody about wanting to use you on TV or anything like that?
So I took some footage on Isaac's iPhone because this is the most ridiculous song that I've ever heard. And it's got like over a couple hundred thousand hits on YouTube, and then CNN, they reached out.
Well, hey, what an adventure, man. Day in the life. Well, at least look to me that the crowd was really enjoying your guys' act before Sacha Baron Cohen came on and crashed your party.
You know, it felt really good to play a live show for people again. So, you know, it was really fun to be. And I'm hoping that we get to play more live shows up here in the Northwest soon.